took this flour and stuff and let it sit for hours, sometimes 1 or 2 days. But that was the best bread you ever eat. That's the best bread you ever eat.
Did you ever bake anything that's round with a hole in it?
That's a... what is the thing? I know what you're talking about. And yes, I have cooked them. Can't call the neighbor the thing not for nothing. I know what you're talking about.
Fat cake or fried cake?
Donut. That's what they call it.
And what do you call these flat cakes that they serve for breakfast now, made of white flour?
Batter cakes.
Is that batter cake?
Mostly the syrup.
Yes. And
I ain't gonna tell you nothing else. You just.
a few more here. How about in the old days when you used to cut meat away from the back of the hog?
Backbone?
Just the meat from the side of the hog.
I know what you're talking about.
It's salted, but it's not smoked.
That's the sausage meat?
Sausage meat.
That's what you call
it. They used to call it Midland.
That's that great long thing.
Midland is, that came from the side of
the side of the hog.
And pressed meat from the head or the jowls of the hog, what?
Well, that's, you cook it out of hog head and the jaw and the feet and all like that together and make this pressed meat you talk about. It's good too, but I can't get any more.
What do they used to call that?
South meat.
South. And
you boil it, cook it good, and mash it all together and put your other ingredients in it, your onion, your sage, all kinds of stuff like that, you know what I mean?
What's inside a cherry, a little thing?
A seed.
And inside a peach?
Seed.
Say peach seed?
Peach seed. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of peaches have the meat cling to the seed?
That's
hard to get away from.
And see, these others, that's a pressed peach.
The other, that's the meat separates right away.
That's a class seed.
I see.
See, all the meat leaves the hook, leaves that seed.
So it's clean.
But that other one, it sticks to the seed.
That's press peach. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. And what are beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, them are... snap beans.
And what are the ones that you do shell?
Butter beans.
And do you ever cut off, or did you cut off the tops of turnips or beets and use that, what do you call that, tops of turnips? Or?
No, that's turnip tops, and the other one is the turnip. Yeah. That's all I know.
But when you ate the top of the turnip, what did you call it? Did you ever call it salad, or?
Now, what you call salad is it's your mustard and all, like that when you first come in, you say salad. Well, this is a regular salad green. It's gruel, not a green, it's a kind of a bush. Now, it's called a salad green. You mix it with your other greens and call it salad. I cut out a bush of it out there the other day, cut wheat. Some folks get it and mix it with the other greens before it get, it ain't good now after it get old, you know, it's too ranky.
But turnips and beet tops are not salad.
Of course you use it as salad, but it ain't